Evening, everyone. My name is Mike Whittle. I live over on Lakeview Drive, and I'm an engineer at Fisher. I am, disclaimer, new to the area. I am that 20 to 40 year old that enjoys playing video games. And I do want to speak both in favor, but in favor of wariness in the adoption of 5G. As part of my job, I've had the privilege to travel the country a lot recently. And I've seen places that have been a lot worse than here and places that have been a lot better. One of the things that I'm very aware of is the developments in the technological world, especially in the past 10 years or so. It's been a hobby of mine. And one of those things is 5G. And the US is kind of behind on that. Europe's been doing it for years. I don't exactly consider them an example. However, that is a good reference point for what sort of negative effects are caused. And there are a lot of valid concerns. But I do feel as though sometimes those concerns get misplaced. One of those things, and as someone who works closely with a lot of tradesmiths, I talk with a lot of my buddies are electricians, commercial, private. And one of those things that they tell me is that there's different kinds of radiation that comes off these lines. The ones that you should be most wary of are the ones that you can hear humming. And I mean, standing under the power lines, you don't hear that. If you go out in the woods where we've cut large swaths of trees down and there's giant metal towers and you climb up those, you'll hear the humming, and that's something you need to avoid. But with a lot of what goes on in these residential areas, with these standards that we've had for decades, it's a lot more low power and less concern. The type of radiation that causes cancer and health defects is ionizing radiation. The type of radiation that 5G comprises of, which is a very, very broad spectrum, is not ionizing radiation. So the health concerns, while I wouldn't recommend being on a technological device 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, like some people my age do, I would not be worried about that as a overt health concern. That said, I do think it is very important that we preserve the authenticity and look of our area and make sure that it doesn't become the industrial or pavement asphalt hellscapes that I see across the country. So I do think it is very important that we have a say over where these towers are placed, what they look like, and who installs them. If my reading of the literature is correct, permits are required for every tower. And the only time a permit is not required when modifying those is if it is within a 5-foot radius of that tower. And I also, if my understanding is correct, that the installer and whoever maintains that is held liable for any issues, malfunctions in both installing and operating. And that includes health problems, which gives me some ease in the fact that if something terrible does happen 5, 10, 20 years down the line, which is very unlikely, there is someone that we can hold to it. I'd also like to say that it is a good idea to get second opinions. I've gotten a few of these. I received one of them at the transfer station the other day, which is how I found out about this. And I think it's a good idea to get second opinions because it's a very good idea to do your own research, but also to get it from more than one place and see both sides of the issue. I try not to go off FCC guidelines all the time. They're rather outdated. That said, there are a lot of private bodies that have done their research here. And if there's one thing I know about how money works, is that if someone has a reason to make money and is able to make money, that they're more inclined to really hold to it and make sure that whoever is on the opposing side, quote unquote, that they've got backing so that they can't be held to it. And lastly, I'll cut it off after here, is we need to stay up to pace. The gentleman before me talked about how there's lots of closed businesses, lots of empty lots. One of the things that I've, again, noticed traveling across the country is the places that don't keep up get left in the dust. And I don't want that to happen here. I think we have a great thing going. I'd like that to continue.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.